Hey everybody, how's it going? This is Paul Cooley coming at you with another Steam Feed podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about the dangers, or maybe I should say the possible dangers of automation in scheduling in social media. And really, in essence, how you could ruin your brand very quickly due to automation and scheduling. Now, I might step on some toes in this audio, and I'm well aware of that. And please know up front, my job in this and my goal is not to offend. My goal here is to ask a simple question, and that is automation, is scheduling a smart thing to do? That's really the question I'm asking. But I wanna go somewhere real quick with you. That leads to the reason why I'm asking this. So, a lot of people are against automation. Now, we can definitely say automation is a great thing in business because it allows us to be able to do things or allows us to accomplish things without necessarily having to be present to do them. It could be an autoresponder series. How awesome is that, where someone can opt in and get an email from us and we don't have to do anything? You know, so there's things like that. Okay, that's great. That's fine. That's accepted. Things of shopping carts and things of technology where we're able to automate the process. Very smart. We're able to save money, save time, and put that time and money in other places, which is great. Now, here's the issue with social media. There are plenty of people that will argue and say, scheduling is not automation. Okay, and I've heard it, so that's why I'm saying it. People have told me that. But the thing is when you schedule a tweet, when you put a tweet in your Hootsuite or Buffer app or whatever thing you're using and you schedule that, it's a system now that takes over and tweets it at a specified time or whatever. That is a form of automation, okay? It is allowing you to appear present when you're not there. So, we got to deal with that. Okay, so with that being said, now here are the dangers, and this is why I have an issue with it, especially as of recently. There are plenty of scenarios all the way back when tsunami hit, Hurricane Katrina, the recent shooting that happened at the school in Connecticut, all the different major things that have happened and have affected the world. The world almost stood still when these things were going on to see what was going to happen next. And I remember for each one of those scenarios, being on Twitter, and seeing the different tweets and the different Facebook posts and so on, that were going real time. And it was amazing because you definitely can see what's going on in real time. There's no need to turn on the news anymore. I mean, you can just turn on Twitter and get everything real time, right? Now, here's the problem with the scheduling of the tweets. With all those different scenarios that I just listed, every single time when I've been watching Twitter and Facebook in real time, getting information about what was going on, at that very same time, I saw people promoting their stuff, promoting their special sales page, their special offer, their oh-so-special thing that they wanted to get out. Now, if there's an emergency going on, 20 kids just got shot and murdered by a crazy psycho, and I'm seeing you post something about your sales page, how am I going to perceive you? This is a branding issue here. How am I going to perceive you if you are coming across as heartless, not concerned with what's going on, and you're trying to make me a special offer while I'm watching people in body bags? See what I'm saying? That can form a very quick opinion about you. And I've seen it with all these different ones where all this stuff's happening in real time and there are people promoting stuff. Now it's scheduled. Because at the same time, I've seen it to where there are people, those same people, that are scheduling their tweets are also there real time. So you'll see this really weird, almost schizophrenic type of tweeting where, oh no, look at what just happened. By the way, check out my blog post at, oh, did you see this? And oh, check this out. And by the way, check out this special offer here. And it was just, it was bizarre looking. You don't need that. You don't want that. That's bad branding. That is a bad brand interaction right there. Because I'm going, what is your problem? See what I'm saying? I've seen the same thing with different leaders in the industry where they will, I won't say their exact words because you might know exactly what I'm talking about, but they'll say, good night. All right. See you later, Twitterverse kind of thing. I'm going to bed. And not a half hour later, I'm seeing tweets promoting their stuff. Now, it doesn't make sense. Okay? It doesn't. Okay, if you just told me good night, you're going to bed, and now I'm seeing this, you're telling me, hey, I'm here, but I'm really not. But go ahead and click on my stuff anyway. That doesn't motivate me to want to click on the link. That motivates me to unfollow that person. That motivates me to get a little frustrated and say, hey, how's your dreaming going right now? You're asleep, aren't you? Are you tweet dreaming? Doesn't make sense. So that is where the issue lies. I also find it weird in not so disaster-related events, but even just events as a whole. Very good, fun events. I've seen the same thing where people are engaging, doing what they should do on social media. And in the process of them having a conversation with other people, their promotional tweet goes out. It doesn't look right. It looks weird. We have to understand, and I believe we're all in the same agreement, that Twitter, that Facebook, social media is not a selling platform. It is a conversational platform. It is a place to connect people. It's a place to add value and show that you are the real deal. Show how awesome you are because people are watching you to see if they want to do business with you. It makes sense. And if you take it to the offline world, you wouldn't do that in real life. You wouldn't do that where, hey, talking to someone and then all of a sudden do this weird schizophrenic change and do some kind of special offer and then go back to talking again. That's strange. People are going to avoid you. It's just the case. You've probably avoided people like that, you know? So we got to make sure we're not doing that. We're not expressing a bad branding image and message by coming across as heartless, because in all reality, you're probably not heartless at all. You're just not there present because your stuff's scheduled. Okay. There's a couple more points. Actually, let me tell you about another real life situation. Okay. So, I'm not much of a rock music guy. But you may have heard of the band called Radiohead. And I remember listening to them back a little bit back in high school. I don't even remember what they sounded like, but anyway, so they're having a concert, right? And so what you'll see is, I mean, people are totally pumped about them performing live. Unfortunately, there was an accident on stage, and a news tweet from a local news station tweeted out one dead in a stage collapse prior to Radiohead in the location they were at, three others hurt, okay? Using the hashtag Radiohead and so on. And literally the stage, parts of the stage collapsed on people. I mean, it was not a good thing at all. This was definitely a tragedy. The problem was that the people in charge of the location, the stage where they were coming to, that did all the stuff, you know, they scheduled their tweets. So not a half hour after this happened, the collapse of the stage happened, you would see a tweet that went something like, help us create Radiohead photo album from the show. Share your Instagram photos from the show tonight with the hashtag Radiohead. Yeah, then, what was it? An hour later, I believe it was, then they got on their live and said, tonight's show, Radiohead show, has been canceled. Please do not make your way down the venue. Like, oh my gosh. Can you imagine saying that? Okay, one person just died, three, four, five, who knows how many are injured, and a tweet goes out from your brand saying, hey, share your Instagram photos here. Not good. Not good at all. And the thing was a lot of people took notice of that. They got reamed for it. People definitely called them out. And I'll spare all the stuff, but they definitely called them out. And once again, their reputation, their brand was on the line. Not good, right? So here's one last point that I want to make in regards to scheduling. Now, I've tested it out. I wanted to see, because when a buffer first came out, I was like, you know, this is actually kind of cool. When you have a lot of stuff that spreads it out, I mean, that's an attractive feature, right? So I test it with a totally different account. I'm like, I want to see and test if I just fill a whole bunch of stuff in my funnel, so to speak, in my buffer funnel, and just let stuff go. And then if I take my account, my real account, and do what I normally do, I want to see which gets the better results. And so I did. And I have noticed that by not scheduling and making sure that I am actually physically present for this conversation that we're going to have via Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, whatever, the engagement level not only goes up, obviously, but numbers grow. Because people see that you're not just posting link after link after quote after link after link and quote and quote and quote and link. There's nothing wrong with posting links. There's nothing wrong with posting quotes. But when it just becomes a thing to fill your scheduling funnel, that's where I think the problem lies. If any of you does any kind of pay-per-click advertising or banner advertising, you'll know the term. There's a term called banner blindness. And that is when, especially on Facebook, you'll see that people have gotten more and more creative over the years of how they have their picture. Maybe they'll do sideways, maybe they'll do something funky, freaky, where it stands out because the common banner people are blind to. It's a banner blindness. I believe the same holds true for Twitter, for example. Is if I see that all you do are posting this link to this article, I don't have enough hours in the day to read all those stinking articles. Only give me stuff of value that is going to have of value that's going to help me out, because that's how people are. What's in it for me? If I'm going to spend time, my valuable time, listening to a podcast or especially reading an article, I want there to be a payoff. And so if there's no payoff and you're just posting link after link after link, even if it's a cool, catchy headline, I'm going to become blind to you after a while. I'm going to clock off and say, okay, yeah, all right, that's nice. So there's a problem there, because I think the more common mindset is if I post articles and other people's articles, it keeps me seen throughout the Twitter stream because tweets have such a short shelf life. I understand that, but the problem is it really truly helping your brand or not? There is a dangerous line going on when stuff is scheduled. Now, ultimately it's up to you, but I do ask you, is scheduling the best idea for you? Is it allowing you to be not present, almost, if we be so bold, deceitfully present when you're really somewhere else doing something else? And if someone responds, yeah, then I'll respond back. Maybe. I'm just saying, something to be careful about, because really, ultimately, your brand is on the line. Your brand is on the line. I actually posted a question about this on one of my Facebook pages. And someone guy said, yeah, I know. When the shooting happened, I was telling people, dudes, turn off your buffer stuff and your Hootsuite stuff. Turn it off, because this is not looking good for you. The world just stopped to see what's going on, and they're seeing you promote stupid stuff, because it's pretty stupid when you compare it to lives of little children. See what I'm saying? So I want to hear your feedback on this. What do you think? Am I completely wrong? Am I right? Is it one of those things where should you still schedule, just be very extra careful, not schedule at all? I want to hear your thoughts. So leave me a comment down below and let me know. All right, guys, until next time, God bless. Once again, this is Paul Cooley with another Steam Feed podcast.